Hello and welcome to Kid Consumers, the podcast where we give reviews and recommendations of products and services especially of interest to kids. I'm your host, Izzy, and I'm glad to be back. We've had a few weeks off to prepare for upcoming episodes and to allow for some general life happenings like starting back to school. So now it's finally time for a new show, and I couldn't be more excited about the things we have to share with you this week. We'll talk about an awesome book that was designed primarily for young girls, but I think some of it might be interesting to boys as well. Then we'll talk about a game based on a fun fad that's great for the whole family. And then I'll share a personal favorite, which was not in the original plans for this episode, but which I just have to tell you about. If you're into art at all, you'll want to stick around for that. Finally, as promised, this episode begins our new feature where each week we bring you one review or recommendation that is free. This week, we'll show you a way to spend your Saturday mornings working on a project at a place you might not expect. But before all that, I want to tell you about all of the new ways you can keep in touch with us. In addition to our Twitter and Instagram feeds at Kid Consumers, you can now find us on YouTube and Facebook by searching for Kid Consumers Podcast. You can also call us to share your ideas or to give us a recommendation. We love getting your messages. That number is 317-395-3411. With all that out of the way, let's get to the good stuff. This is Kid Consumers, Episode 7. If you've ever woken up in the morning and thought, I have no idea what I want to do today, the book I'm going to tell you about will help. It's called The Daring Book for Girls, and it's written by Andrea J. Buchanan and Miriam Peskowitz. If you happen to have heard of The Dangerous Book for Boys, this is a similar concept except aimed at girls. But if you're not a girl, listen anyways, because there are some really great ideas in this book that can be shared with everyone. The book is designed to help kids learn to do fun new things that don't involve screens or batteries. It gives so many fun ideas of crafts, games, experiences, etc. to do that you'll not only get to spend time reading the book, but then you'll have more fun doing the activities. And the book is nearly 300 pages long, so there's something here for every interest. For an example, you can learn to make daisy chains, ivy crowns, and friendship bracelets, or you can make a lemon clock, build a tent in your backyard, and learn to play hopscotch. There are tons of different suggestions that you might want to try, and in among them you'll find all sorts of information about interesting women throughout history who did daring things, from Julia Child to Amelia Earhart and lots of people in between. Some of the projects are great when you have some downtime by yourself, but others are meant to be shared with friends, so this book can help you find something fun to do in almost any situation. And it doesn't involve your TV, phone, or gaming device, which is sometimes nice in today's electronics-filled world. We reached out to Andrea Buchanan to ask if she had a message to share with our listeners. Here's what she had to say. I think probably the most important thing is to not be afraid of the word daring. So often we think about daring as a capital D word, daring, something extraordinary, or super challenging, or incredibly brave. And that kind of daring is really important, but just as important is what I like to call everyday daring. What I mean by that is the kind of daring it takes to raise your hand in class even when you're scared, or to stand up for a friend who's being teased or bullied, or to speak up about something you know is wrong, even if people don't agree with you. I mean the kind of daring it takes to have confidence in yourself to try something new, or do something hard, or challenge yourself, even if the thing that's new or hard or challenging for you doesn't seem all that tough for someone else, or even the kind of daring it takes to start a podcast. It's important to celebrate these small everyday acts of daring just as much as we celebrate the big stories, and to remember that everyday daring is just as important and valuable. Thanks, Ms. Buchanan, for those words of encouragement for all of us. Check out The Daring Book for Girls and let us know what awesome ideas you dare to try.
The Daring Book for Girls is chock full of awesome ideas, practical advice, and information about some incredible women throughout history. As a parent, I like that it doesn't involve electronics or gaming or any of the things that my kids sometimes gravitate to when they're bored. This gives them some great ideas for those rainy days or sleepovers or any other time they just want to be daring and try something new. As fair warning, however, there are a few chapters in this book which may not be suitable or acceptable to all families, so I encourage you as parents to preview this book before handing it over to your kids. Overall, though, it's a great resource.
You've probably played The Floor is Lava before, but if not, let me explain it. Someone calls out The Floor is Lava and counts backwards from 5, and by the time they get to 1, everyone is supposed to have found a place up off the floor to be. If your feet are still on the ground when the countdown ends, you are out of the game. It's kind of silly, but it seems to have caught on in a lot of places. I've seen kids playing it at playgrounds, at McDonald's, and pretty much anywhere where there's a bit of room and something to climb on. And the people at Endless Games must have seen it too, because they created a Floor is Lava game that is super fun. It comes with colored foam pieces, a spinner, and a deck of challenge cards. You play by spreading the foam pieces around the floor. You do need a bit of room for this game. You can put them any way you want, and because of this, each game you play will be totally different. Once the pieces are spread around, one person is chosen to be the first spinner. That person shouts, "The floor is lava," and everyone else runs to get on any one of the colored pieces. Then the spinner spins a color, and everyone has to get to a piece of that color without stepping on the floor. Only one person can be on each piece, so if you touch the floor or if there are no more pieces of the color that was spun, you are out. The last person to reach the correct color piece then removes the piece that he or she was standing on before. So the further the game goes, the fewer pieces there are to work with. To make things more interesting, some pieces have question marks on them. If you land on a piece with a question mark, you have to complete a challenge from one of the challenge cards. The cards contain actions like touching your toes, for example, and you have to do them without touching the floor with any part of your body. It's not always as easy as it sounds. The winner is the last person standing after everyone else has fallen in the lava. It's a great twist on a popular kids' activity, and Endless Games has made it entertaining and fun for the whole family. Kid Consumers gives it a thumbs up while keeping our feet far away from the floor.
Floor is Lava, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, followed by running feet and jumping on the furniture. I can't tell you how many times I've heard this and cringed, so I'd just like to say, thank you very much, Endless Games, for coming up with a Floor is Lava game that the children can play and I don't have to fear for my furniture or for any broken bones. This is a really fun game that the whole family can get in on. The challenge cards make it even more exciting, and it comes in a box that's easy to store, easy to put away, and no damage is done to any furniture or any children, so it's a win-win.
A couple of weeks ago, I celebrated my 13th birthday. My parents were slightly irritated with me because I couldn't think of anything I wanted for a gift, even though they asked me a million times. Or at least I couldn't think of anything I wanted that I thought I had a chance of getting. So, finally my mom said she was buying me stuff, and if it wasn't something I wanted, that was too bad. It was a bit of a trick, though, because they knew all along what they were getting for me, and it was something I never expected, even though I've been talking about it forever and wanted really bad. Now, I think I've mentioned before that I love to draw, and I'm constantly looking for new media, whether it be paints or colored pencils or markers or whatever. But some of these things can get pretty pricey, and one such thing is Copic markers. I had heard that they worked really well, but I didn't think I'd get the chance to find out until I unwrapped my birthday presents and found a set of them waiting for me. I was so excited and almost didn't want to do the rest of the fun celebrating we had planned for the rest of the day so I could stay home and draw. So what's so great about Copics? Well, several things, actually. They're used by many professionals who work with markers because they go on smooth and blend easily. They don't bleed like other micro brands might, which is great, especially when you're working on a more complex picture. You can use these, for example, on the adult coloring books that are super popular right now. If you use a good, thick, high-quality paper, you can even layer several colors on top of each other without any problems. There are several different kinds of Copics. Copic Originals, which have a broad tip on one end and a fine tip on the other. They're good for basic projects, but they don't come in as many colors. Copic Wide are pretty self-explanatory. They have wider tips and are good for beginners. Copic Sketch are the ones that I got and are also the most expensive, but they are also really worth it. They have a broad tip on one end and a brush tip on the other, and they are great for fine, detailed work. They come in a huge array of colors. You can buy them either in sets or as individual markers, so you can get the exact colors you want. Then there are Copic Trow, which are similar to Sketch, except that they don't hold quite as much ink. These are less expensive, though, so if you want to give Copics a try, these might be the way to go. Finally, one thing that makes these markers exceptional, especially if you use them a lot, is that they are refillable. Every color has refill ink available to purchase, which means you don't have to buy a whole new one every time a color runs out. So when I did finally get to sit down with my new set after all the birthday stuff, I was not disappointed in the least. These are so totally awesome that even though they are not for everyone, they are super for anyone who is interested in art and wants a great way to make pictures look smooth and even while using markers. They were seriously worth the wait, and Kid Consumers recommends them to budding artists everywhere.
You only turn 13 once, right? Seriously, though, these were super expensive, and while I wouldn't recommend giving them to your preschooler or young child, if you have a child who's really interested in art or drawing, these are really spectacular. They're used by a lot of professionals who draw manga and cartoons and things like that, but they're easy enough that amateur artists can use them as well. They come in a great box that can be used to store them, and each marker, at least in the sketch sets, has the color printed right on top, so it's easy to keep your lids straight and always know what colors you're working with at a glance. Also, the fact that they're refillable is definitely a plus. You have the investment the first time out, but then when you need to refill, the price is not nearly as steep. Izzy has used these a ton since she got them, and I know they're going to be well worth it.
And now for our free family-friendly activity. If you have a Home Depot store near you, then you can take advantage of their free kids DIY workshops. Most stores hold these once a month on Saturday mornings, and they're a great way for you and your parents to work together to build a project that you then get to take home and keep. Each workshop lets kids learn skills such as sanding, gluing, hammering, painting, using a screwdriver, etc. And the projects are usually based around a theme that kids will enjoy. You might make something holiday-related, for example, or something seasonal. Each project takes about 30 minutes or so, depending on your skill level and how fast you work, and the workshops normally run from 9 to 12 on Saturday mornings. You can visit the Home Depot website to see the exact times and days for the workshops in your local area. In addition to the project you make, each kid receives a certificate of achievement, an apron, and a commemorative pin. You take your apron back to each workshop you attend and pin all your pins on it for a fun souvenir to remind you of each project you complete. Kid Consumers thinks that this is a great opportunity for all future DIYers and their parents to build and learn together.
It's so important to spend time with our kids, and the kids' DIY workshops at Home Depot are a great way to do this. You get a project you can take home, and your kids get to learn some great skills using small tools, which they'll use for the rest of their lives. Plus, it's a really fun opportunity for them to show you what they can do. I'd say it's probably appropriate for ages about 3 to 10 or 12. I'm not sure what Home Depot says, but that's around the ages I think would be best. Of course, the younger the child, the more help they'll probably need, while the older children can complete the projects basically on their own, although parents are required to be present.
We've had a full show today talking about all the great ideas and advice in the Daring Book for Girls, trying not to get burned while playing the floor is lava, celebrating my birthday and experience in Copic markers, and building fun kid-friendly projects at the Kids DIY Workshops from the Home Depot. I've enjoyed sharing all of these recommendations with you, and I hope you've heard something that you're excited about. If you would, please leave us a positive review on your favorite podcast app. It helps us to reach more people and bring you even more reviews and recommendations. Stay tuned for next week, as we have an exciting giveaway we'll be announcing, and you don't want to miss it. As always, feel free to reach out to us and let us know what you'd recommend. Again, I'm Izzy, and this is Kid Consumers.
All links discussed in today's episode can be found in the show notes. Find us on social media, on Twitter and Instagram at Kid Consumers, and on Facebook and YouTube by searching Kid Consumers Podcast. Call and leave us a message at 317-395-3411.